is KADYS, Portable Listening.
Hey, DMH Mobile. Oof, you're real rough this morning, Toby.
I know, it's because I just can't be hot up here. It's too nasty, but you have to be sick. Well, how are you doing?
Not too bad. I've been listening to the pretty bad structure fire over an M22. It's a barn attached to a house, and the barn's completely gone and even caught the house on fire. But it sounds like they got the fire out in the house.
Yeah, I've been listening to it too, because it went out and that was up at five. So yeah, that's the second one I've seen. I saw one down by Phil Velocity. House caught fire with a nice big pole barn attached to it, and that went down too.
Go meet me on 3-5, you're real rough. Hey, DMH Mobile.
W-D-8-I-N-W, dropping the link.
KFDNF. KFAENF. KFADNF.
Sign off on the actual paperwork, that might be a delay for him. Yeah, I guess that's one good thing about AI getting entrenched into everything, if there is a good thing.
Hey, are you still there?
Yes, sir, I sure am. KFA ENF. Yeah, okay.
Raise you on my phone through the All-Star link, and apparently you couldn't hear me.
No, I got nothing on that. That must be how you were getting into this repeater through your phone?
Yeah, that's correct. Actually, I thought it was working pretty good.
So was there anything special you need to do to be able to do that? I mean, you know, I have no idea on how any of the digital modes work at all.
Okay, trying again. How do you read me?
Loud and clear. Before you were a little muffled, your audio was a little low, but that's, you're super clear, super loud now.
Yeah, so All-Star is not digital per se. It's analog still, but I guess it goes through the internet, so I guess it might be kind of a hybrid. And to use it, you just need an All-Star account that you sign up for, and then you can install the app on your phone, and you can dial into any one of the All-Star-enabled repeaters in the country and access it through the internet, which is what I'm doing right now.
Okay, that's kind of neat. All-Star isn't proprietary to any manufacturer then.
Correct, and I think that's why a lot of the older school FM guys like it, is because it's not like the Yaesu or the ICOM or the others that are proprietary to their equipment.
All right, that makes sense. And you just go to All-Star. They have a website, I assume?
Yeah, I'll shoot you a quick email with instructions. yeah, so you just go to allstarlink.org, I think it is. You sign up for a username, and I did mine late at night, and next morning it was there waiting for me. And then you install an app on your phone. It only works on Android phones, so I think you're in good shape there. It's called DV Switch Mobile. And then the app is a little bit old school, so there's a quick little couple-minute-long YouTube video I found that shows you how to configure it. Put your username and password in, and then you just dial into the number of the All-Star node, and shazam.
I think once I get that email from you, I think I'll sit down and do that. That sounds like something that might be very beneficial.
Yeah, the other thing you can do is you can build yourself a little hotspot with a Raspberry Pi and a Sherry Pi hat, which is a radio that plugs into it. And then use that with like a little HT around your house to hit hit your hotspot, and then that will go out to the All-Star network. And again, whatever node you have it set up to access, and you can change it on the fly. That allows you to do that when you're not within range of a repeater that is equipped with that node. So if you go on vacation somewhere, or if you're just kind of in an area where you don't get coverage, it's an option that you have, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah, that does sound pretty interesting. I will definitely check that out. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and the audio clarity is really, really good. People rave about it. So, yeah, I was talking to a guy over the weekend that was using a node. He's down kind of in mid-Michigan, lower peninsula, and he said, man, I'm like in a dead zone. There's no repeaters here, but he goes, I can get into the link system this way, which is pretty cool. So I did a little bit of checking into it and found the app that works on an Android smartphone, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it's got its perks and its case uses for sure.
Well, let me sit down and I'll write this up to you, and I should have it over to you in a few minutes, and you can start playing with it.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, and just want to let you know, I really enjoyed Saturday. That was well overdue to get together like that, and I enjoy our smoke sessions.
Yeah, me as well. That was awesome. I think my my barn coat is still hanging out in my garage, so I didn't stink up the house with it.
Yeah, I actually have a different sweatshirt that I wear when I'm out here, and I leave my coat and stuff in the truck just to appease Lisa a little bit.
Dude, that's not a sweatshirt. That's a smoking shirt.
Every time I hear somebody say that, you know, smoking shirt, smoking jacket, all I can picture is Hugh Hefner.
Dude, if I'm ever at a resale shop or a yard sale or something and they've got a crushed velvet smoking jacket that fits me, I'm buying that thing.
You strut around with one hand in the pocket and everything.
Yeah, I might even start smoking pipes if I do that.
Oh, man, I'll have to give you a Gandalf pipe then.
That would be cool. That would be very cool. Well, hey, I'm going to run. If you talk to Josh before me, congratulate him on his successful attainment of this super awesome new capability that he's going to have, and I'll look forward to hearing him on the air on a different frequency.
I will be sure to pass that along, my friend, and you have a great evening. Good catching up with you again, and you take care of yourself.
You too, man. I'll catch you later. KF8, EMF.
KAJP, Clear Monitor.
This is ADATP. Got a question about the mile repeater this weekend. Anybody around for that?
This is K8RGV. I am not in charge of the mile repeater, but I might be able to answer.
Yeah, I'm just curious. So this weekend's the Drift Fest, which they use, I understand they use the mile repeater for. The Drift Fest is the races that go on the dirt roads around Lewiston and Atlanta. And I'm just wondering if, do they disconnect it from the All-Star Network? And I guess that's really the main question. And then, like, is it open for other, I don't know. Yeah, I guess I'm just kind of curious how that works for the weekend. Because I'm in Detroit, but I have a place in Lewiston. I'm on All-Star right now, too, by the way, but I have a place in Lewiston where I would be listening and or participating direct over RF if I go up this weekend, which I probably will. So I was just curious what anybody knows about this repeater and how this all goes down for the Drift Fest.
Yeah, I'm up here in Atlanta, and I do radio for the Snow Drift, so I know all about it. Traditionally, he usually disconnects it from the rest of the network. However, I'm not sure if that's the plan for this year because one particular area up there in the Black River is going to have to use a different repeater. So I'm not positive how he's going to do it this year, but usually he disconnects it. Cameron's the one in charge of this repeater. I don't know if he's around. I'm guessing not, but hopefully that answers your question.
Okay, yeah, pretty much. And I'm just curious about is it basically like a closed net kind of thing? They don't want anybody that's not actively, or do they take, I don't know, do they take check-ins like other nets, or how does that work? Or is it just, should I just be listening only if I'm not actually involved?
Yeah, for all practical purposes, it'll pretty much be a closed net. It'll go through net control, and if you're not, doing one of the jobs, it pretty much runs the repeater at 100% duty cycle. So even if you did want to get in there and chat, there's no chance to because it's airways stay pretty busy.
All right, very good. Well, I'll. Pretty sure I'm going up on Wednesday, and I'm probably going to stay till, that's what I was thinking. I'm probably going to be there to hear at least Friday night over the air, and then if they leave it connected to All-Star, I could hear Saturday from down here, but if not, that's okay. I'm just curious to hear it once, so I'm going to make an attempt to stay at least till Friday so I can hear Friday's work. So, all right, very good. Thanks for the info. This is AEATP. I'll be clear.
K8RDV. I'll be clear.
morning, everybody. It's time for the Travis Bay Amateur Radio Emergency Communications Oxcom Net. This is KGTC Net Control. The control operator for this net is Glenn, KSGZ. This net meets every Monday and precedes the Cherryland Amateur Radio Net using the 146.86 repeater in Traverse City. Authorization for use of the repeater is provided by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The person's net is to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activity from their area. We'll also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and to alert those listening for any emergency or weather bulletins. If during an emergency this repeater is not in operation, please go to the 444.35 Munson repeater. If the repeater is not working, please go to 146.58 Simplex for net operations. At this time, net control standby for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. No stations heard. At this time, net control standby for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your first name followed by your call sign. After the last call sign is heard, net control will confirm that you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Drake and 8 DMH.
7 Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Golf Yankee.
Ward N8WK.
Bob KB8SCJ.
Mike Kilo.
Johnny KE8SBZ.
Kilo Echo 8 Sierra Bravo Whiskey.
Mark Kilo Charlie 8 Zulu Alpha Papa.
Brad November 8 Juliet X-Ray Quebec.
Kevin Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey Uniform.
Whiskey X-Ray 1 Juliet.
EYU.
I don't know. I think we're going for the record double here. All right. I think Drake got in there first, NADMH. I've got Kevin, I think, KF8AGY. I've got Ward, NAWK. Bob, KB8SBJ. Mike, I'm going to guess AI6XQ. That's all I heard. It was Q in there. Tony, KE8SBZ. There's another station that ended in SBW. Mark, KC8ZAP. Brad, NAJXQ. Kevin, KD9WWU, Scott, WX1J, and a station with an EYU. Let's go to the top of the list with Drake. Drake, NADMH, your location, any messages to pass?
Drake, NADMH, location is Hammond and 5 Mile, no traffic.
Kevin, KF8AGY, Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Kevin, KF8AGY, on the west shore of Spider Lake. No messages to pass. Back to you, net control.
Ward, NAWK. Ward, your location, any messages to pass?
Ward, NAWK, Bryant Park, no traffic.
Bob, KB8SEJ. Bob, your location, any messages to pass?
This is KB8SEJ. Located in Nesson City, Benzie County, no traffic.
All right, let's see if I got Mike with one letter. AI6XQ, Mike, your location, any messages to pass? All right, I guessed wrong. Is there a station ending in Q other than Brad?
Yes, this is Brad, N8JXQ, in the east side of Traverse City, and I have one message. Back to net control.
Go ahead, Brad, with your message.
Yeah, thank you, Glenn. Hey, many of you probably saw our last edition of the Cherry Juice, and we had made an appeal for donations for our MakerFest project that's coming up in April. And so I'm calling off donations right now. We have enough money to complete the project, and if it looks like something goes wrong and need more money, I can certainly come back and make another appeal. So anybody out there sitting or getting ready to send money in, please hold on it for right now. Back to you, Glenn. This is NHXQ.
All right, Brad. Congratulations on that grant. That was fabulous. All right. Moving along, let's I think I left off at Tony. KE8SBZ. Tony, your location. I have messages to pass.
This is Tony.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Zulu, location Rennie Lake. I believe you missed Christopher, which ends in Delta Mike Kilo. I think it's KF8 Delta Mike Kilo, so you might try him again. One message for you, I owe you an audio file, which I just confirmed that I did get a good audio, and I'll send it to you tomorrow. Back to that. Alright, Tony, thanks for that. I can drop that into the AI, I'll transcribe it. Alright, let's try Christopher, KFA to DMK. Christopher, your location, I must use the pass.
This is Christopher, KFA DMK. I'm located 3.5 miles south of Buckley. No traffic. Back to you, net control.
I think I've got Kevin, TE8FBW. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
Thanks, Glenn. This is Kevin, just north of Kuwaitin. No traffic. Back to net from KE8FBW.
Mark, KC8ZAP. Mark, your location, any messages to pass?
Well, this is Mark, KC8ZAP, location 6 miles south of Chum's Corners off of M37. No messages to pass. Back to net control.
Kevin, KD9WWU. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Kevin, Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, located in Northwest Indiana. No messages to pass. Back to you, net control.
Scott, WX1J. Scott, your location and any messages to pass.
Thank you, Scott. And this is Scott, WX1J. I am in the Sheriff's City on Washington Street. I have no traffic to pass. Back to you from Whiskey Studio.
And I have a station ending in EYU. Station, give me your name, retransmit your call sign, and to pass.
This is Gene, KF8EYU, over here in Grand. And no messages. And back to you, Glenn.
Anybody else? Anybody wants to join in?
November 8th. Check the phone. Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie.
Mike, the ABPC, and there was one more station there. You're very low in town. Try again.
November 8th, Charlie November.
November 8th, Charlie November. Joe, your location and messages to pass.
Tyra City, Barlow, and South Airport, no traffic.
All right, everybody. In terms of messages, we do have the board meeting tomorrow night. I have another, of course, new shiny toy to demonstrate, my Bluetooth accessory for my little radio. And I just want to reiterate to everybody, please donate to the T-Budge table for the Saturday swap. If you donate, you will be in the drawing for a shiny new Bofang UV-5R Mini. Ooh. It, I think I programmed it with maybe 600 or 700 Michigan repeaters. All right, stand by for digital traffic. This message is going to be a short one for 31 seconds.
You forgot, Mike, W8VPC.
Oh, jeez. Mike, sorry I didn't forget you, man. How are things down there in the Detroit land? W8VPC.
Net control, W8VPC. Yeah, we're in Royal Oak. Same as last week. No traffic.
All right, everybody. The record is 8 contacts. Let's see if we can break that this week. Stand by for digital traffic. This is KAGTC. Messages as follows. This is KGTC. If you receive this message, please check in.
Great. N8DMH. Got it on analog and via DMR somehow.
KF8AGY, full copy.
KBA-FDJ, full copy.
Kilo Delta-8, Whiskey Alpha Mike, full copy.
N8GSQ, full copy.
KG8FDJ, full copy.
WABTC, full copy.
Full copy. Full copy. All right, we have two stations double here. Those last two stations, try again.
KF8DMK, full copy.
M8CM, full copy.
KWAM, full copy.
What the? I don't think I can use swear words. I don't think the FCC allows that. I can't sing either. Well, I could anyway. That makes 10. 10 contacts. New record here, kids. I thank you, everybody, for playing along. I think this is a skill that we need to practice. I don't know that any other organization has this level of confidence. So thank you all for this. All right. I'm going to turn the net over to the Chairman Amateur Radio Club. This is KDC. Thank you all.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, full copy.
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha 2, November.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. Before we get started, I have a few announcements. Breakfast with Hams every Tuesday morning occurs at J&S Hamburg on South Airport Road, just west of Garfield. All are welcome, and this is a great time to casually connect with your radio buddies. Tomorrow night at the New Approaches Center, 5123 North Royal Drive in Traverse City, is a board meeting, and Glenn has some new toys to show. So we'll see you there at 7 p.m. And then finally, the most important of the week, Saturday, February 7th, we have our annual swap meet from 8 a.m. to noon, and then also VE exams are taking place starting at 9 a.m. This is at the BFW Hall at 3400 Veterans Drive, Traverse City, 49684. Break. This is KF8AGY. My name is Kevin. I'll be your net control station this evening using the club call sign W8TCM. The purpose of the Monday Evening Social Hour Net is to connect and build our ham community and to communicate information of interest to amateur radio enthusiasts in our area. The mesh net and the use of this WATCM repeater is authorized by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club in the greater Traverse City, Michigan area, including northern Michigan, as a sponsored club activity. Break. Welcome to those using other repeaters who are linked in tonight. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the mesh net. All newly licensed hams are also invited and encouraged to check in. This is your time to shine on the radio. We check in three groups. First, time-constrained and short-time stations. Second, echo length and D-Star. And third, general check-ins. We'll check in one person at a time. I'll call for a check-in. You send me your call and your first name. I'll acknowledge the station I heard, and then I'll call for the next check-in. This helps us manage doubles and makes check-in a more efficient process. Thank you for your patience. This is WATCM Net Control for the Monday Evening Social Hour. We'll begin check-ins tonight by calling for short time and time-constrained stations. And because you are time or energy constrained, I'll take your comments right after this group checks in. First short time check-in, please call now.
Whiskey Baker 8, Whiskey India Victoria, Java Cadillac, short time.
Okay, Tom, I've got you. Next short time constraint check-in. Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo. Okay, Christopher, I've got you. Next time constraint check-in. Please call now.
Drake, N8DMH, short time.
Okay, Drake, I've got you. Next short time, please.
WFYK, short time.
YU, short time.
Okay, I got a double there. Gene, I know I got you. What's your call sign again, please? KF8EYU. And I had a double in there. I believe it was Whiskey 8 Foxtrot India Kilo. Somebody by the name of Tom?
You got it 100%, Tom, W8FIK, Traverse City, short time.
All right, Tom, I got you. Any other time constrained or short time check-ins?
KVNA, John, Interlaken.
Okay, John, I've got you. Any others?
KF8HSBZ, Olivia.
Okay, I got a KF8 and Olivia. Could you give me the last part of your call sign, please?
Absolutely. It is KF8SBZ. I'm in Tasky.
Okay, so that's Kilo Foxtrot 8, Sierra Baker Zulu, is that correct?
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Delta Zulu.
Okay, Olivia, I have you. Any other short-time check-ins?
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Zulu, November, Greg.
We got a big short time list tonight. Any further check-ins before I start with the short time list?
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Zulu, November, Greg.
Whiskey Baker 8, Whiskey India Victoria, Tom in Cadillac. Tom, go ahead with your transmission. And Christopher, stand by.
Okay, Roger. Very good there, Kevin. Thanks for taking it tonight. WD, WYD. We've got about 9 inches of snow down here now. It's kind of snowed on and off all day. We've got a lot of snow, but it just kind of goes up. I think it's about 24 degrees out there tonight. Maybe colder now. Anyhow, I had a pretty good day. I did not work today. So I went to the yoga at the Y, and then we walked, Carol and I. Of course, Carol goes to yoga with me. I took her out to lunch. Did some shopping and went to the chiropractor this afternoon. Also had to help the neighbor across the street. She locked herself out of her house and she had to tear the doorknob off the front door in order to so we could get in, and she had the deadbolt on. We could get in and reach up and undo the deadbolt so she can get in. So all she has to do is replace a doorknob. Nearest guy that could build a locksmith, the nearest one was up where you are, Traverse City. That would have been costly. Anyway, there's the excitement for today. Thanks for picking me up short time. I'll listen along for a few minutes, and then I'm going to bed. 7-3, everybody. Have a good one. I've got a big day tomorrow, too. We've got to meet with an oral surgeon for my wife. Anyway, everybody have a good one. 7-3. Take care. Back to you, Kevin. WBAWYB. I'll be clear. Good morning. Good evening.
Tom, very good. It sounds like you had a heck of a day. 9 inches of snow. We're glad we didn't get it up here, but I think we've all gotten plenty of snow at this point. Sounds like at least you had a chance to get out and do some healthy things today and break into somebody's house. I'm not sure anybody on the net would be able to chalk all those things up to one day, but Tom, you did it. Fantastic. Okay, Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo, you're up, and Drake, you're on standby.
Good evening, this is Christopher, KF8 DMK. Not too much going on around here this week. I've just been trying to stay warm and clear snow and keep the animals all fed. But I am now transmitting on my PowerWorks
750X radio, that replaced my old base unit. It was retired from the Ski Patrol space station at Cabra Bay, where I volunteer. And so when they upgraded, I was able to snag the old one. So that seems to be working. So that's all I've got to report. So back to you, Kevin. Everybody have a good night. Yeah, Christopher, your signal and your audio sounded a whole lot better tonight, almost like you're next door. Well, maybe not quite. You're quite a ways down. But, yeah, you sound good. Keeping those animals fed, and I know you've got a lot of them. It's a good thing to do right now. You probably got your hands more than full. You sound great. Okay, next up, we got Tom, Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, India Kilo. Tom, go ahead with your transmission, and Gene, please stand by.
Good evening, Tom here, W8FIK, over near Garfield South Airport, kind of in Joe's neck of the woods. Just want to say hello to everybody, and I'm getting a lot of stuff ready for the swap. We've got three tables rented, so bring your coffee cup and a few extra in your wallet so you can pick up some of my goodies. I might even drop in for breakfast tomorrow morning. You never know. I haven't done that for about 30 years, so maybe I will. Other than that, just want to say thanks for letting me in on the net and inviting everybody. On Sunday evenings, the GMRS group locally has a GMRS net on 462.600/141.3 PL. And it's a very laid-back 30-minute net that might give you something to laugh about. So other than that, hope you're all having a great evening. See you one of these days very soon. WNFIK. See ya.
All right, Tom, very good. I think you probably have set the current record for the number of tables you purchased for the swap, and I'm sure you've got some goodies for everybody to pick through and see if they can clear out some excess out of your shack. Very good. Gene, KF8EYU. Gene, go ahead with your transmission, and John, KF8VNA, you're up next.
This is Gene, KF8EYU. It was a long day at work today, and I'm looking forward to getting into bed here pretty quick. And with that, I will sign off. Thanks for hosting, Kevin, and see everybody tomorrow night.
Okay, Gene, sounds really good. We'll see you tomorrow night. Time to turn off that radio and head to bed because I'm sure you're getting up early in the morning. So we'll see you tomorrow. John, K8VNA. John, go ahead with your transmission. And Olivia, KF8FAZ, you're on standby.
Well, thanks, Kevin. I appreciate you taking the net tonight, as usual. And hello, everybody. Thanks for the opportunity to make sure my radio still works. But I'm also going to bed early tonight. I get up early, man. I'm up at 3:30 in the morning, so it's really hard to do the net or to join you guys on Monday evenings, but I try. But, yeah, looking forward to seeing you guys at the swap meet and hopefully meeting some new people, shaking some hands, and I'm looking forward to Tom's three tables, so I'll bring you some coffee and some cash, so I'll see you guys there. K8VNA, thanks for the opportunity. Have a good night, everybody. This is Beck Net Control.
Okay, John. Sorry to hear about your 3 a.m. wake-up call. I don't have those anymore, hopefully. Yes, your radio still works quite well. We can hear you really good. You're holding the repeater. Your audio is great. And we look forward to seeing you at the swap. Okay, Olivia, KF8FAZ, you're on, and Greg, KE8A2N, please stand by.
Olivia here, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Delta Zulu. I haven't used my license much since I got it this fall, so I figured I'd check in. I'm local to the Patapsee area, listening on the 9 right now. I just haven't used this radio a whole lot and just wanted to make sure it worked well and in case I needed it or in case I wanted to call out again. It's lovely hearing you all on the air.
Hey, Olivia, very good. Good to hear you're getting back into the hobby a little bit more. Your radio sounds great, and it works just fine.
And you're always welcome to join our nets Monday night at 8 p.m. And if you'd like to come out to our board meetings or project nights, we have that at the 5123 North Royal Drive. That's where we meet over in Traverse City. Okay, Greg, AE8A2AZN. Greg, go ahead with your transmission, and then we'll go to the Echo Link check-in.
Okay, well, this is KEHKZN, and I wasn't quite sure if you caught my transmission there. So, and I noticed that you passed off some digital, and I wasn't sure if that was FLDG or what op mode that was. So I'll have to get some more information. This is the first time I checked in on this net, so I just want to say I've had a great day here today, and look forward to hearing what else is going on here in the net. So this is KEHAZN back over to net control. Thank you.
Okay, Greg, it's good to have you check into the net. To answer your question, we do the first 10 minutes of our net at 8 o'clock on Monday nights. We do a AuxCom net. And so in the AuxCom net, one of the things we do is practice digital traffic. We're using Android tablets with the Android version of FLDigi and the ICS-213 forms, and that's what we do. If you want to stop by in a project night up at 5123 North Royal Drive, we've got plenty of people there that can show you how to set up your tablet to receive those messages. Thank you. Okay, having completed the short time list, we'll now stand by for stations. Check using Echo Link. We may expect a delay of a few seconds for Echo Link responses, and I'll give it that time. We also get all-star check-ins at this time. So at this point, I will ask for the first Echo Link check-in. Please give me your call sign and your name.
Net control, Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie. Mike, I'm all-star.
Okay, Mike, W8VEPC, I have you. Next Echo Link, all-star check-in. Okay, none heard. At this point, I will take general check-ins, and once I get all the general check-ins, we'll start at the top of the list with Echo Link. First general check-in, please call now.
This is Tony, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo, Zulu.
Okay, Tony, I've got you. Next general check-in, please.
Kilo Delta 8, November Hotel, Nicholas.
Okay, Nicholas, I've got you. KD8NH. Next general check-in, please.
K8SGZ.
Mark. I think I got K8FGZ. Isn't that Glenn? I thought I heard somebody say Mark.
It was Mark, and I was my call sign Kilo Charlie 8, Zulu Alpha Papa.
Okay, Mark, I've got, still don't know if there was a K8FGZ there. It would have been Glenn. Glenn, did you try to call in?
I did, trying on the handheld this time, see how, if I'm getting in.
All right, Glenn, I got you. I got you, got Mark, K8ZAP. Next general check-in, please.
This is Brad, N8JXQ.
Okay, Brad, I've got you. Do we have any more general check-ins?
FDN, Mike.
Okay, I've got Mike with the last three letters of the call sign, FDN. Mike, can you give me your prefix, please?
KF8FDN.
All right, Mike, I got you. I'm not sure I got your call sign completely. Please correct me. I got Kilo Foxtrot 8, Sierra, Victor, November.
W Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot, Delta, November.
Got it. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot, Delta, November. We we got you, Mike. Any other general check-ins this time?
K-A-H-Y-E.
Okay, Edgar, I think that's your call sign. I've got you. Any other general check-ins?
Scott, WX1J.
All right, Scott, I got you. Whatever you did with your audio between AuxCom.net and now, you're greatly improved. We were having a hard time before, but I got you on the sheet. Any further general check-ins, please? All right, could you please come back with that call sign again? You broke up a little bit. And, okay, I've got Oscar Golf Charlie, and I think that was Gene, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, after we get done with the current list, I'll come back and see if there's any additional check-ins. But at this time, we're going to go to the top of the list. Tony, KE8SBZ. Tony, go ahead with your transmission, and Nicholas, stand by.
Hello, this is Tony, KE8SBZ. Kevin, you're doing a great job with Annette tonight. Nice to hear you on the air. Wow, quite a list of check-ins here. I want to say a couple of things. I'm just stopping laughing from Tom, who was first on the list up there. My ribs are from hearing what his timeline was and tearing his neighbor's doorknob off. That was, call a sheriff or call the locksmith on that one. Congratulations to Brad on that fundraising for the, I believe it was the Makerspace weekend. And I was wondering how I was going to spread my money out between club activities, and this gave me another opening, I think. Also, let me break a second. Okay, I'd like to say that it was good to hear from Olivia. I remember seeing you at the recent VE exam at the public library here in Traverse City, and I know that you're probably not down this way that much, but glad to hear you on the air, and we'll look forward to maybe hearing you on Nets or the somewhere else on the air down the road. Looking forward to the SWAT this weekend, and had one question in reference to the presentation last week at the club, the Ed Fall presentation was absolutely great, and I understand that we could get maybe a little bit of a discount or something from ordering one of his antennas through our club, and if anybody has information on that, please let me know. With that, I'll give it back to Net Control. This is KE8SBZ.
Okay, very good, Tony. And to answer your question, yes, we can purchase antennas and or the QMX radio from Ed Fong. I received this. He operates off an ordering spreadsheet, so once we get what everybody's needs are, we'll get into that sheet, and then I'll get it sent off to him. I think he's probably going to need payment to deliver, but I can find out the details of that. But I do have the sheet, and we can go ahead and order those things. So I'll be bringing that probably to the meeting tomorrow so we can gather some information. And I want to not forget Whiskey 8 Victor Papa Charlie. Mike, I know you're coming in through Echo Link, so Mike, go ahead with your transmission, and Nicholas, please stand by. Okay, Mike, VPC, we will come back to you on a secondary check-in. Nicholas, go ahead with your transmission, and K8SGZ, please stand by.
Yes, this is Nicholas, Kilo Delta 8 November Hotel. Wow, it's great to hear all this bacon frying tonight. A lot of hams out listening to the radio tonight. Kevin, thanks a lot for taking the net. Looking forward to the swap. It's pretty much like the I want to say like the biggest event of the winter for me. I just really enjoy the ham radio activity and being part of the local club and seeing all that in my local town is really cool. Let's see here. Don't have a lot to share. I guess I'll just say 73 for everybody's contacts. And Kevin, you're doing great with the net. So keep it coming. It's sounding great there. Kilo Delta 8 November Hotel.
Okay, Nicholas. Yeah, it's good to hear from you. It's always good to see the ham activity start to pick up as we turn the corner of the new year. Hope to see you at some events this year, and hope to see you at the swap if you're able to make it. Okay, Glenn, Kate, SGZ, you're up next, and Mark, KC8ZAP, please stand by.
Good evening, everybody. I'm on 5-watt radio. I'm using a Bluetooth to get into it. Bluetooth is pretty slick. It's got a GPS built into it, and can duplicate the face of the radio on the Bluetooth. Very slick. Hope I'm getting through with this low wattage, but just thought I'd give it a try, and really looking forward to seeing everybody at the swap. Back to that, KSGZ.
Hey, Glenn, I'm not sure what location you're transmitting from, but you're hitting the repeater solid, your audio's nice and clean, and sound like you're loving that new radio. Okay, KC8ZAP, Mark. You're on for your transmission, and Brad in 8JXQ, please stand by.
Well, good evening, WATCM and the Monday Evening Sunflower Net. This is Mark, KC8ZAP, and just a short report. I spent a good part of the day going through my garage and finding things that we can put on the donation table for T-Bars. So that was my excitement for the day. Ended up with cold fingers, so back to net control, KC8ZAP.
Yeah, that swap is that's a big deal here. We have a lot going on that day. The swap and the VE exam. I'm sure you'll be there for that, as you're one of the volunteer examiners. And okay, at this point, Mark, we'll hopefully see you tomorrow night. And at this point, let's hear from Brad, NHJXQ. Brad, go ahead with your transmission, and Mike, FBN, please stand by.
Good evening, everybody. This is NHJXQ. Hey, I have one short announcement tonight, and I think we've all heard about the project we got going on with the Makers Fest coming up in late April. We made an appeal to the membership of the club asking for money to help pay for that. As you probably know, we also got a big grant from the ARRL for this project. We now have enough money, so if you're planning on sending in money, don't do that. Hold on to your money. If we run out of money and we need help, some help later on, we'll make another appeal. So good news, and I hope to see everybody at breakfast tomorrow morning. This is NHJXQ, back to net control.
Hey, Brad, that's great. It's good to hear that we got the necessary membership financial support for completing the funding for that project. Just in case anybody doesn't know, Brad and company are going to be working the Maker Fest. They have two projects to build, age-related, based on the complexity of the project. One of them is a flashlight. And the other one is an FM transistor, it's probably not a transistor receiver anymore. It's probably more like an integrated, high-density integrated circuit receiver. But I've seen both projects. They're easily put together in a short amount of time. They're targeted towards people interested in the STEM programs around and in their schools. And it's a great project to get people introduced to what is happening at our local ham radio club here in Cherryland. Okay, Mike, KF8, Foxtrot Delta November, go ahead with your transmission, and Edgar, please stand by.
Yeah, hey, thanks, there. I'm planning on coming down and check out the swap meet. I want to attempt my general. Hoping I can pass that. I've been studying quite. to kind of get into HS a little bit here. I picked up a Jaidu G90. Pretty excited for that. It seems like a pretty solid radio to mess around with and, you know, play around with the DIY antenna there. So get excited for that and maybe get to put some faces to some of these names and call signs here. That'll be fun. So, yeah, thank you very much for the net here, and back to you, KFA-FDN.
Well, Mike, very good. A couple of things here. First of all, good luck on your general. If you've been studying like a demon, like I've been studying for my extra, I think we're both going to pass that day. And as far as getting on HF, if you're looking at the G90, I can tell you from personal experience, I've had my G90 for a year and a half, and my XPA-125B made it to it, which is the power amplifier. And I will tell you that I am extremely satisfied with that radio. I had an issue, since I bought the radio through Radiodity, I had an issue with it when I had some back and forth with the support team. They concluded that the only thing they could do was replace the radio. They didn't have a display unit to replace it with. So a week later, I had a brand new radio, and everything's working great. I've been averaging on HF. With FT8, I've been averaging somewhere between 20 and 50 contacts an evening over a 2 or 3 hour session. So I think you'll be very happy with that radio. There's a couple of them in the club, and I think you're headed in the right direction. So that's it. Edgar, K-A-8-H-Y-E. Edgar, go ahead with your transmission. And Scott, WX1J, please stand by.
Thanks for taking that. Appreciate it. Not too much going on here. Just still in the driveway and trying to stay warm. Retired life is what you want to do and watch the rest of it go by. So, thanks a lot. This is K-A-H-Y-E, Edgar.
Yeah, Edgar, I'm definitely hearing you with that on trying to manage the snow and stay warm. As degrees, I think that's our two main jobs right now, and I'll tell you, the pay is horrible. but, you know, what can we do? We live in northern Michigan. Snow is part of the game. So, Edgar, it's good to hear from you. Perhaps we'll see you at the meeting tomorrow night. Okay. WX1J, Scott, go ahead with your transmission, and Gene, OGC, please stand by.
Okay, awesome, Kevin. Thanks for letting me in this evening, and thanks for taking the net. You're doing an awesome job, as usual. And I'm not sure what was going on with my radio, and I'm not sure if it's fixed, but we'll keep chatting and finish up here. Anyway, I'm glad everybody's planning on being at the swap. It's going to be an awesome event. And the tables keep growing, so it's going to be a good one, I think. Hopefully the weather will hold out as well. And with that, I think not much more for me to say. Just been kind of working on the swap and getting ready for that. I do have a lot of stuff to offload, not too much to buy, but looking for some offloading. So hope to see everybody there. Bring your checkbook, bring your money. PayPal's good, too, and we'll talk to everybody there. With that, I'll turn it back to you, Kevin. W8TCM, WX1J. Thanks.
Well, Scott, it's good to hear you. You are sounding better. I'm not sure what happened before. It could have been our old friend, the repeater interference, that churns up every so often. I think we know the reason for it, but there's not much we can do about it at this point. And I just wanted to thank you for all the stuff you do with the club, getting the newsletters published, organizing the swap and all the communications around that. Your dedication to the club is awesome and much needed, and we're very grateful for that. Okay, Gene, OGC. Gene, can you go ahead with your transmission, and we'll try one more time for Mike on Echolink Eastern. Gene, go ahead.
Hi, this is Gene, Kilowatt Alpha 8 Oscar Golf Charlie. Nice net tonight. And good evening to everyone. I want to do a shout-out to Olivia up there. So that's all I have. Kilowatt Alpha 8, Oscar Golf Charlie 3.
Well, Gene, I didn't have any problem hearing your call sign and transcribing it this time. Your audio has definitely improved. I don't know if it's a weather event or what, but thank you for coming onto the net. I appreciate it, and you're welcome to join us every Monday night at 8 p.m. on this station. Okay, at this point, I'm going to do a recall for Mike, WA-BPC. Mike, go ahead with your transmission, and then I will call for any final check-ins before we close the net. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, WATCM, WAVPC. Sorry about that. I left the radio to put a load on the washing machine, and it started thumping around, so sorry about that. Nothing much going on down here other than it's snowing. And in the Detroit area, when it snows, it covers the roads, and people tend to run into each other. So, oh well. So, other than that, again, nothing much going on around here. I don't think I'll be at the swap. I just thought how early in the morning I'd have to leave, and I noticed it said 40% chance of snow. Usually there's a blizzard that day. I've gone to the swap in a blizzard. High. So back to net, WAVPC.
Well, Mike, having been a native Metro Detroiter for a good portion of my life and moved up here 10 years ago, I can tell you we get a lot more snow up here than we did down there, but they also do a pretty good job of cleaning it up really quick and getting it taken care of. And you're right. I know that drive well. I've made it probably 100 times in my lifetime, and it's 4 hours no matter how you do it. You can try to get it in 3.5, but you're breaking the law at that point. So anyway, Mike, it's good from you. I hope you have a great weekend. And at this point, I'm going to go back and see if there are any additional check-ins for the Monday evening social hour net before we close it down. Any further check-ins do we have?
Kilo, Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, Kevin.
Okay, Kevin, KD9, WWU, we've got you. Kevin, go ahead with your transmission. I'm assuming since you're in Indiana, you're coming in through EchoLink.
That is correct, Kevin. And with a groundhog seeing a shadow today, I don't know if I can handle another 6 weeks of winter. The XYL and I have been trying to make our way up there north, and it's your snow or my coal or vice versa. So I think in about 2 weeks we're gonna make the plunge to shoot up there with some goodies and actually start making a homestead up there in northern Michigan. So other than that, you sound real good tonight, Kevin. And this is Kilo 9, Whiskey Uniform, saying turn back here to WTCM and you too, and let's say 73.
Okay, Kevin, that sounds great. Hey, I know about coming up here in snowstorms. I think one of the last trips I made up here with a truckload full of stuff as we were moving our homestead, I hit a blizzard in about West Branch. I was coming up I-75, and if you know anything about West Branch, Grayling, and Traverse City, that's about another 2.5 or another hour and a half, and the blizzard did not hold up. When I got to 131, about the only thing I could see was the flashing of the snow plows on 131 up ahead running 2 abreast. And as long as I kept those green flashing lights, I knew I was okay. They were clearing the road for me. But I can tell you, it's no fun up in a snowstorm. So anyway, Kevin, hope you can make it up here at some point soon. And get set up in your northern locale. Okay, at this point, there being no further check-ins, we've reached the bottom of the list.
Before we close the MeshNet, does anybody have any questions, inquiries, or comments? Break. Okay, hearing none, this will conclude the Monday Evening Social Hour Net for tonight. This net will meet again next Monday here on this repeater, immediately following the 8 o'clock p.m. T-Bar Jocks.com net. This is Kevin, KF8AGY, operating this evening as net control under the club call, W-A-T-T-M. I will now close the net and return this repeater to general amateur use. Thank you, everyone, for your participation and comments. Good evening to all. W-8-T-C-M, and I'm clear.